Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast and happy Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Fun. Looking forward to
Claudia's birthday.
No. Let's just breeze right past that.
Okay.
Hey, Jax, how you doing? Welcome to the Morning Toast.
I'm doing good. Can't believe it's Friday. It's so joyful.
I feel undeserving of this Friday because we all got Monday off for July 4th.
Claudia, Friday is Friday no matter how you slice it.
That's unbelievably true.
And it's not subjective. And even if you didn't work on Monday, like, it's still Friday.
Yes, but don't you feel like... When a Friday comes around and it's been like a 5-day hard-earned work week, like, you feel so good about it?
Yes, but I still feel good. Even though this was a 4-day work week, we were working so
non-stop.
Hard. Meetings, podcast, photo shoot, modeling.
I'm mentally and physically exhausted from being on set as a model yesterday. We did a sickening photo shoot that we can't wait to show you guys.
It's not a secret project or anything. It's just like us being models and it's not a big deal.
No, modeling for the greatest company on the planet, Spritz Society.
The pictures are so insanely cute. The Streis brothers were on set.
The Streis brothers were there. Jackie was there. Ben was there. Claudia was there. It was a family affair.
Spritz was there. Photos, there was so much Spritz.
There was cakes. Let's not spoil, you know, the mood board for everyone, but it was really sickening.
And that's just a reminder that if you're heading into this weekend, you need to hydrate yourself with Spritz Society. It's a good time. It's a delicious time. It's a taste of summer.
I don't want to bring the mood down, but I have to share a rather haunting experience from my bedroom last night.
Okay.
So I'm up. It's late. Ben's asleep.
Oh, I heard you couldn't sleep.
I couldn't sleep, mostly because I just finished this, like, incredible book, which was a Rach Parcell recommendation called Crossing the Line by Lucy Score.
And so you're saying Rach Parcell read this book?
Yes. And, like, I put it off for a while, and I shouldn't have because I fucking loved it. And there's a sequel. So I bought the sequel, but I was like, I'll start it tomorrow. But I was just, like, up at night, like, the book left on a cliffhanger. So I was just up late, like, tossing, turning. Should I read? Should I not read? I read a little, and then I'm like, it's late. I need to go to bed.
What's late for you?
Late for me is, like, 11:30, okay. But this was like 1:30.
Oh, okay. That's so late, period.
I had tossed, I had turned, I had tried, I counted sheep, all that shit.
Did you try meditating?
No.
You should have.
I was just like checking my phone like before bed, like making sure like in the 2 hours that I was tossing and turning, like nothing happened. When all of a sudden I got an airdrop.
Oh, yeah, I saw you posted, you talked about this.
It was so alarming. Let me tell you why.
It was a fellow neighbor.
Okay.
Up late at night.
So I have 3 apartments on my floor. One of them is someone runs their office out of there. So it's literally only Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
It's giving us in our old studio.
Literally. The second apartment is a foreign family. They live in like Brazil or something. So they're never home. It's just me.
Maybe it was someone upstairs or downstairs.
My building is pre-war. Like, it's big, tall, like, heavy cement ceilings. Like, and it wasn't just, like, Robert wants to send Claudia a photo. It was, like, a PDF from, like, an HP. It was giving hacker. It was giving, and especially, like, the book that I just read was, like, about, like, a security company, like, and the hacking and the FBI and all that stuff. So I was, like, fucking paranoid. And I was, like, do I accept it or decline it? Like, that was, if I accepted it and it was some sort of, like, malware they put
bug.
Yeah. But I was curious. I declined it, then I was up all night just thinking about, you know, the very tech-savvy home invader or ghost or squatter living behind my bathroom mirror.
I don't think it's that serious, but I do love your imagination. I think either it was an accident.
But from where? That's what I'm saying.
It could have been, like, you have neighbors, like, across your way. You're, like, in your window. Like, sometimes when I go to airdrop something in my house, other things come up, like neighbors and such. We live all very close together in this city. Mm-hmm. It's really not that crazy. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Because it is crazy. That's why it doesn't happen more often.
It was either an accident or it was a fellow restless sleeper who wanted to share a note that says, "You up?" And then you would have written back, "Yeah, can't sleep."
I was thinking maybe sending a selfie being like, "Did you mean this for me?" Question mark.
Yeah, no. And then you guys could have started a relationship and
via airdrop.
It could have been turned into a Hallmark movie.
Called The Airdrop Heiress.
Or like air dropping into love.
Air drop dead gorgeous.
Because the picture you send would be stunning. Obviously snatched.
Yeah. So then I was up. It was like furthering my insomnia because I'm like, oh, there's a tech-savvy home invader in my house from the Genius Bar.
I just don't know why the home invader would need AirDrop to get into your home. Maybe your phone.
It was suspicious, especially given
maybe
the
book.
Maybe
it's a competing podcaster who like wants to destroy.
That's a possibility.
Wants to hack our Instagram and delete all of our viral clips.
That's 100% what it was. And that's the price of being at the top of the podcasting game. Sorry, I don't make the rules.
And being so viral.
So true.
So shareable.
So relatable.
Relatable.
Yeah.
I think that's the word people use to describe our show.
I think they would say.
In a serious way, yes.
Yes, I think they would say relatable, hilarious, creative, completely unique, completely not ever been done before, give birth to it, throw it up, put it in a blender. I think that's what they would say.
Yeah, I think that's what they do say.
I think that's what they do say as well.
Do say. How's do?
Do, da do, is exhausted from being on set. He was one of the models yesterday at our Spritz photo shoot, and he definitely came back with like a god complex, you know? Yeah. But so did I, so we were very much on the same page.
Yeah, Bryce did incredible on the set.
Incredible.
He was like born for the spotlight.
100%.
And I just want to let everyone know Bryce is doing well, even though he had an onion on my Instagram story last night.
I saw.
I didn't know that onions are so toxic for dogs. So either.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No. Either it's not so toxic or he didn't get it. I picked it up and he didn't get it.
Onions and grapes. You have to be really careful.
About
and
grapes,
chocolate. Obviously.
And I knew about chocolate, but I didn't know about onions. But Bryce seems to be fine. He was.
These boys got iron stomachs. Like nothing phases them.
Or he didn't get a piece of onion because I did pick up half of it. I thought maybe he got the other half.
Well, that's the price of being a home chef advertiser.
And his breath would have smelled like onion, wouldn't it have?
Not really, because like at least Theo, and I'm pretty sure Bruno's the same, like they don't chew, they inhale.
They swallow.
Yeah, like it's not like he's chewing it up, getting all the onion bits in his teeth, and that's what happens to humans, why you have disgusting breath. It's literally a vacuum.
Very, very true.
No trace of onion.
No, it's the price of being hooked on Home Chef. And now so Bryce true. Is hooked on Home Chef as well.
So
use
true.
My code Jackie100. It gets you 11 free meals.
So yeah, that was like my evening of torture. How was you? Oh, I saw you last night. We had dinner together. Even though you kind of like ambushed me, I came over for dinner and rolled time and there was no roll to be seen. And you forced me to record a podcast episode, banking some content for Patreon. So that was a nice little 7 o'clock ambush. I just wasn't expecting.
Yeah, but I think it was really nice. We did have a delicious meal. Then Roll did wake up and you were able to mutchker him.
He did wake up, but it was like his pre-bed nap. So like he was like cranky and like I was doing all my tricks and he'd give me like any smiles.
He was so happy. I have a video of the two of you. He's like enraptured.
I wasn't feeling like it was his like best self, you know?
Wow.
You know,
now you're coming for Rold.
No, I'm not coming for Rold.
Look at yourself.
It was right before bed. It was like 7:45. What does he go to bed at 8 o'clock? Like I got a small window and it wasn't like premium Rold because he's like, fuck this bitch. I got to sleep.
I'm going to tell him what you said.
That's fine.
Not premium Rold.
You, by the way, I know you're his mom, but like you can admit there's more premium hours of Rold than others.
My Rose is my son. What can I say?
You're so annoying.
And I told you what time to come over if you wanted premium Rold, but that was too early for you.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that I didn't because you would have forced me to do two Patreons.
True.
So it is what it is. I did get some Rold time, but I'm expecting a lot of Rold time this weekend because it's my birthday and I get what I want on my birthday. And this birthday, I want to breastfeed Rold. I just want to see what would happen.
That's like kind of like child abuse, but okay.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Like you're giving a hungry baby a tit that's got nothing in it.
No, we wouldn't do it when he was starving. Like that's for sure mean. I would do it like after he's like had a bottle or something, you know? I just want to see. Like, is that crazy? That's an intrusive thought.
I think that's child abuse.
I don't think it's child abuse. I just think it's like a little psychotic. Yeah. Borderline unethical.
Borderline.
Yeah. that's like one of my intrusive thoughts that like I'm getting eerily close to acting on, you know?
Okay.
What if I just shove this breast in his mouth, you know?
Oh my God. Okay. I don't, you guys, let us know in the comments what you think. Let us know. Drop a comment. Should Claudia breastfeed my son? Yeah.
Okay, if we get to 100,000 subscribers and we get our plaque, I'll breastfeed Harry.
No. Then you're getting everything you want. That's not how it works.
No, that's literally how it works.
No, it's like you have to do something for getting the thing that you want. You have to do something that you don't want to do.
Okay, what's something that you've been like asking me to do?
Ooh, what's something I've been asking you to watch?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
So if I watch all 4 seasons of Yellowstone, I can breastfeed Harry.
No, I was going to say, if we get 100,000 subscribers, you have to watch Yellowstone.
Oh, you're making this really hard.
Yeah, no, now I'm confused.
Like, what are we wagering here? I don't
Who
know.
Who wins?
No, I don't
Who
get it.
Who loses?
We all do.
But we all win, because then you watch Yellowstone. Rolled you'll be hooked. Wins. You'll be hooked.
I know, I just can't. Like, I'm having, like, such TV fatigue for, like, the last couple of months.
Me too, but you want to know what's weirdly been, like, I guess this is what, like, you know, people would call it, not guilty pleasure, but it's just, like, a source of comfort for me. Like, something that I'm really, like, just always looking forward to.
Southern Charm.
Yeah.
I knew you
like,
were
last
say that.
Night, I was up late. If it wasn't Southern Charm, like, if it was Beverly Hills, I would have gone to sleep. But I was like, no, I want to watch Southern Charm. Like, and when it was over, I was like, darn, I missed my show.
Wow, that's so interesting. I'm having definitely the opposite effect. I actually don't like the season at all. I feel like I literally don't know who anyone is. And I don't know how they're all connected. And it feels like people who we got invested in are becoming like friends of Madison. Like I actually feel incredibly confused by the season of Southern Charm and also enraged at like literally the men in this group, like being their worst selves and like just straight up lying.
That's the theme of Southern Charm since the beginning. It's like the men act in a way that like you would typically think like girls act like with their drama.
Yeah.
Like that conversation between Craig and Austin, like that's girls in high school.
No, and like Craig, I mean, Austin literally sitting there and being like, I literally don't care like what you did with Naomi. Well, why did you literally spend all of last week like talking about it, investigating it, thinking about it? Like you obviously care.
Yeah.
So I'm just like annoyed. And like Shep is annoying me too. Like,
oh, me too.
Like, sorry, you can't, not wanting kids is totally fine. But like to string this girl along and like, I don't know, maybe I do. Like you obviously don't.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Just own it.
And that's why it was, you know what it was reminding me of and kind of finally I was able to understand? It's reminding me of like Scott Disick where it's like he dates all these really young girls because not only is he into young girls, but these are girls who at the time that they're dating him like aren't looking to get married, aren't looking to have kids. And like after a year, 2 years, when they want something more, their relationship has to end. So he's back to the drawing board. But still, he's not going to go out with someone who's like 30 or 35 or age appropriate because that person wants a relationship and probably kids.
Okay, but like what if he dated someone on his level who is like divorced with kids? Like that would be incredibly easy for him. She's not gonna want kids.
That's true. But could you see like Shep being someone's stepdad? No, he doesn't want that either.
No, he was just bothering me like a lot. And the way, like honestly, the disrespect of Craig has just like gone to a point where I'm fucking done.
Like, I know, but at least like as viewers, it used to be they would disrespect Craig and put him down. It was just sad, period. But now, like, we know Craig's on top. So it's like, okay, you want to shade him. He's going to go to his store on King Street or whatever it's called.
And just roll in his money.
Yeah, and in bed with Paige.
Well, we'll talk about Southern Charm at the
I just
of the
wanted
show.
To say, like, it's a comfort show for me, which I didn't know.
I'm
until
so happy that you found
night.
That.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we've got a great show.
And we could jump right in. Before we do, a little housekeeping. Housekeeping. So the next 2 weeks are going to be kind of on and off with shows because we have so much going on.
It was supposed to be like our summer break, but we decided to like fit in a couple shows just because like
there are some
we
days
to.
We can do shows, but there are some days we can't. So next week, we will be doing shows on Wednesday and Thursday only. In studio, but only Wednesday, Thursday. And then the following week, we'll be doing shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday only.
Yeah, we've just got a lot of, like, business happenings that, like, need our full attention. We've got personal stuff. Like, we just got shit to do, and so we need to get it out of the way so that we can come back from the 2 weeks of scatteredness, scarcity, and give it our 100%.
100%.
So Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the following week.
Wednesday, Thursday of next week.
Shit, sorry.
Okay, so we'll see you after this on Wednesday. And then from there, we'll let you know what days we'll see you.
Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll make one of my little Canva Pro calendars.
Oh, that's so helpful.
It really was. When you were gone on maternity leave, those were like my lifeline.
Also, you want to know how you know we were so busy yesterday? Mm. We never even posted our post-show picture.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I literally did. I looked so gorgeous. Excuse me. There was no way I was not posting it.
Let me see. That's how busy I was. I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
But I went to go.
our socials on Fleek, like our reels went up.
I guess because my outfits are just so similar, I like just totally. Thought it was the day before.
Well, I think we should talk about that. There's been some discussion about your shirts. Can you talk to the group?
Yeah, so I thought I established with everyone that this is just my uniform until further notice because I like how it's comfortable, not too tight. Mm-hmm. They fit these like collared shirts, matching shorts today. I did mix it up. And it looks professional. I'm not wearing like sweats every day. It's way too hot to do that.
Yep.
Can't wear like sweatshirts.
Leggings.
Leggings. That's what I was doing like before. Mm-hmm. But now I've gotten into these like collared shirts and matching shorts, and I just feel really comfortable, and I'm just not in a place right now where I can focus on losing weight. Mm-hmm. I just have too much going on physically and mentally. I don't have like being on a diet takes a lot of mental fortitude mm-hmm. that I do not have right now because I'm just way too booked and busy and like working that I can't.
And you're literally raising a child, so like it's fine.
Of course, no, but I can't dedicate like the headspace to being on a diet.
And I think that's fine. Like, normalize not being on a diet if you can't.
Yeah.
And you look great, and you just had a baby, and everyone needs to stop.
I'll get there when I'm ready and when, you know, things calm down for me. But I actually, like, don't have the bandwidth.
The time, the energy, the resources.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Physically or mentally. I have no time to work out. Of course not.
It's fine.
But also physically, like, I just feel like my life is so physical right now. Like, right. I need food as fuel. Mm-hmm. I can't worry about, like, oh, I'm still a little hungry. Or, like, this didn't fill me up. Like,
you're breastfeeding. You have to eat.
And also, aside from breastfeeding, my life is very physical. But also, plus breastfeeding, it just makes me voraciously hungry. And I'm not going to leave myself hungry because then I have to deal with the mental aspect of, like, okay, well, you know, thinking about, like, mm-hmm. What I'm going to eat next. And I have no time
for
that.
You have literally no need for explanation on that front. You look great. You're doing great, sweetie.
Thank you.
And stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
And hence wearing like the same comfortable thing every day that still looks professional. So if you have a problem with it, then you're coming for new mamas. And mamas, get them.
Normalize wearing the same thing all the time.
Normalize having a look. That wasn't English. I'm sorry. I was like, you understood.
Having a uniform.
No. I said it. I jumbled my words. Normalize having a look.
That's exactly what you said, and that's exactly what I heard.
Really? Because sometimes I've been listening to our podcast, like, back, some clips and stuff.
How scary.
Not only do I swallow my sentences, but you really cut me off so much.
Yeah.
And I don't notice it when we're sitting here, but then I listen to it. I'm like, stick up for yourself, girl.
No, totally. Again, there's really nothing I can do about that, so I do apologize, but it's completely out of my control. And back to having a look, this is the sixth color of the Amazon set that I own, so I'm with you 100%.
I don't even know how many collared shirts and short sets I own because I do have them from a few different brands now. So sometimes things may look like they're the same color, but they're different materials and different brands.
Right,
so
you're not wearing the same shirt multiple days in a row.
It's completely different.
And that's on being a style icon.
Yeah. They're not the same blue.
No. I don't know. They're so different. Do you know what I mean?
Cerulean blue.
Yeah. Cerulean, thank you.
Yeah.
That you no doubt fished out of a department store bin that was chosen, selected for you. By the people in this room. Such, I wish I knew that monologue by heart. Like, that's a fucking read to filth. Like, that is Real Housewives of Atlanta level of read.
You should
make a TikTok.
Make a TikTok, and totally. That will force you to memorize it.
When Miranda Priestley's like, cerulean, like her, it's ASMR, literally. And she like purses her lips, cerulean. I'm literally gonna start an ASMR like pop culture channel.
That's
where
cute.
My first video will be this. I would tell Gemma that she is a fat. Can we say the C word on this podcast?
Yeah.
We never have.
Well, there's no censors.
Okay, I'm paraphrasing.
Actually, I wonder probably our YouTube rating, like we've got different ads.
Okay.
Oh, no, but we don't even do YouTube ads.
I would tell Gemma that she is a fat runt who the shoes she gave me, I can't remember the whole thing, but you know what I was going to say. I actually made a TikTok of it recently and I memorized it. But that was like a couple weeks ago, so I'm like a little, okay, let me think. I would let Gemma know that she is a fat cunt and the shoes that she gave me were not the type of shoes that I would wear. She said that they were meant for a beautiful woman, and if that's the case, she should have put them back on the rack.
Okay.
I think Gemma's just a disgrace. A disgrace to humanity, a disgrace to women who are actually beautiful and classy. And someone lied to her several times and told her that she was fly and hot and sexy and beautiful. And she's nothing like that. She's nothing of the sort. That's definitely beautiful. Botched that a little bit.
I feel like we were in slam poetry for a second.
Literally.
Like in the cafe.
She would be a poetic genius if she got into slam poetry, Tiffany Pollard.
Cynthia. Jesus died for our Cynthias. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel ready to get in.
Yeah.
No, you have one more thing?
I was going to say, I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready.
To dive into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
I can't wait to dive into the Fast Five stories.
You'll be really good at that. I can't wait to see you do that. I'll be diving, but you should jive.
Yeah, no, I watch Grease. I could jive. Today's episode is brought to you by Allbirds. Allbirds create shoes and clothing that are better for you and better for the planet using a revolutionary roster of premium natural materials like their popular Tree Runner sneaker. It's called the Tree Runner because it's made from eucalyptus tree fiber, a lightweight, breathable, and silky soft material, making the Tree Runner the perfect everyday shoe for getting the most out of your sunny days. So they're lightweight and breathable. It is the perfect everyday sneaker for warm weather plans. Whether the summer has you traveling, hiking, you need a comfortable shoe, a supportive shoe, and a shoe that's good for the planet. Bonus, they're made with premium natural materials like eucalyptus fiber. They're designed with a breathable knit that keeps your feet cool while you're soaking up the sun, and they're super lightweight. Makes them comfortable and the perfect pair to take along on any adventure. Find your new favorite shoes for sunny days and upcoming travel at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Solo Stove. There's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. The things that digital distractions and the frenzy of everyday life make too easy to forget. Solo Stove is a travel dream. If you appreciate a nice fire, a s'mores moment, cuddling up with your lover, you got to get into Solo Stove. It is the most premium and portable fire pit on the market. Mm-hmm. So you can upgrade your backyard with a Solo Stove fire pit and create story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. It is stainless steel and it's designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So there's little smoke. You'll wonder there's even a fire. It's a perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with family and friends, and you can build lasting memories around a Solo Stove fire pit. They're brilliantly engineered. They're built to last. They're easy to light with a few bits of starter. Your fire will be blazing in minutes. And of course, they're so confident that you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and a free 30-day return policy. We don't even have backyards and we have a Solo Stove because every time we go on vacation, we rent a house, we bring the Solo Stove because you can never count on like an Airbnb to have
the outdoor fire pit of your dreams.
And it's so premium. It's easy to pack. It's easy to travel with. And if you have a backyard, I really recommend getting one, like a porch. Right now, you can get big discounts during the Solo Stove's 4th of July sale. Use promo code TOAST at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TOAST for $10 off on top of their incredible July 4th sale discounts. Hurry, the sale ends July 10th, which is my birthday, unfortunately.
Okay, our first story, some drama in the Ray household. Mm. Addison Ray's dad, 46, is allegedly having an affair and misled a 25-year-old into having this affair. Addison Ray's father, Monty Lopez, allegedly carried out a 5-month affair with a 25-year-old woman named Renee Ash. In an exclusive interview with Page Six, Renee claims that he led her to believe their alleged relationship was more meaningful. She said, quote, "Unfortunately, he misled me on his marriage. He lied to me. Mm-hmm. He told me that we were going to be together and have babies together. He even introduced me to his mom, his youngest brother, and I thought we had something real. Oh, he told me a story of his marriage that convinced me that they were apart and in the process of getting a divorce." She alleged that she broke up with Addison's dad this week after several girls accused the middle-aged influencer, who boasts 5.4 million followers on TikTok. That's that is insane. Like the shadiest term, middle-aged influencer. Please never let me get to that point.
No, it's only
of hitting on a lot of other girls accused him of hitting on them in person and even over FaceTime. She said the last straw, his girlfriend said the last straw was when she saw leaked footage of him allegedly caressing a girl's backside during a night out partying. Sources tell Page Six the individual was only 19 years old.
Yes. So that video had went viral on TikTok and had all these girls like posting screenshots of their texts and like relationship with Monty. And what was like most shocking and probably embarrassing for Monty from this whole situation is like his text messages. Like, you thought Jeff Bezos wanting to get drunk and read the newspaper was weird. He is so cringe.
I'm looking at them.
It's horrible. Like, it's really like a lack of social awareness. It's a lack of humanity, and it's just graceful.
Yeah. Here are some texts between the two of them.
They're horrifying.
Well, so she says, "Why are you so shockingly amazing and sweet? Please tell me if it's fake and save me heartbreak." Aww. He said, "Because you deserve it."
period. She said, I don't.
Didn't mean to send that. I'm sorry if this is weird, but I can't imagine you talking to like this to Sherry. Ooh. He said, we didn't talk. He's being like very short with her.
Yeah.
She said, whole marriage. He said, was a weird relationship. She said, I can tell. At least we met and mutually haven't felt this way before. He said, I love how you're beautiful and we can have fun and talk. Google eyes. She said, I love you so much. Never expected to be in love ever again, especially now. Then she sent a picture of the two of them in a different exchange saying, can't fucking stop looking at our pictures. Miss you so much. He said, I love you. We headed home. I love this pic. We are such the power couple.
Oof.
I'm 1 hour from the house. I'll call as soon as I hit
If you have to call yourself a power couple, girly, you're not.
That's one of those like cringe terms, like yeah. girl boss.
Yeah. No, if you call yourself a girl boss, like you are the boss of nobody. Not yeah. even yourself.
Nobody's boss.
Nobody's boss.
He said, I wish you sent me pics all day. I would take a sexy pic now. Send me any new pic.
Okay, so I have to say that I had a very bizarre encounter with Addison Rae's dad. And so not a shred of this is surprising to me. We were at an event, like in the same area. He had taken off his wedding ring, like made a whole show of it too, like showing everyone, I'm taking off my ring. This was like months ago.
What was the event?
I don't really want to
say.
Where
was it?
I don't really want to say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. Like, I don't want to get in trouble.
I know.
Like,
I just wish you could, like, communicate to me so I could place myself there.
Okay. No. I'll tell you afterwards. He was being really inappropriate. Like, so much so that, like, it actually, like, it was, like, a problem with like, a girl there. Like, it was really, really bad. And I just, so from that moment, I knew he was disgusting. And he was, like, wasted and, like, spitting. I hate when people spit when they talk. Ugh. He was just, like, a gross drunk guy with, like, bad slimy breath and, like, thick saliva and, like, spitting all over the place. And he's not, like, the most gorgeous man in the world. So you can imagine what that looked like. So this does not surprise me. And I think it's really disgusting injustice for Sherry. She's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I just saw her on TikTok making such a cute 4th of July dessert. And this is what she's coming home to. And it also does make me wonder if, like, perhaps they've been aware of Monty's, like, issues in the past couple months, because we've been talking a lot about how Addison feels like she's taken a very like big step back from public life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they knew that this was brewing and just like were prepping for it.
I think the two are unrelated, because Addison is a rising star and Monty's her stepdad, like, and his creepy behavior is not gonna dull her shine.
Yeah. And if you ever listen to Addison Rae's podcast, which I don't think exists anymore, but the first episode they did, like, it was her and her mom doing like a whole debrief on their family and the dad and the family dynamic. And like he wasn't like a great guy. He yeah. left her mom like with the kids for a really long time and then came back right before things got good with Addison and stuff. So he's like a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of these Jeff Bezos style texts.
Horrifying.
Very horrifying. And there are so many, and it's actually really crazy. Usually, you know, when it rains, it pours, one person comes out, and then, like, people come and share their stories, too. But considering they're such online people, and that's also where, like, these things tend to...
Go. Live.
Live. I'm surprised that this is only all happening now.
Now, right. Because it's been a lot of girls for a lot of time.
Yeah.
He's disgusting. Like, literally disgusting, and... He's obsessed with riding Addison's coattails, and he should know better, because all the things in his life that afford him the privileges to meet people like that are because of Addison. So he should really just fucking shut up and protect her. Yeah.
But no. And no. I'm sure it's all over for him and Sherry.
As it should. And maybe this, add Sherry to our list of eligible queens. I could see Sherry dating, you know,
Shaq.
Sherry and Shaq. Iconic.
Iconic.
I could just see her, you know, dipping her toe. She runs in fabulous circles. I could see, Sherry. Like, a nice relationship with another celebrity for her. I would love that.
Maybe Sherry and Josh Groban.
Nah.
Crazier things have happened.
I believe there's a Josh Groban concert, like, this weekend. Ben was, like, looking up concerts maybe to go to this weekend for my birthday.
If there is, that's what we're doing. So you better
No, because I think isn't. I've pretty much made up my mind that I want to go to 5 Seconds of Summer this weekend, so.
Josh Groban concert.
Near me.
Near me.
I always feel like an actual grandparent, like, Googling, like, pharmacies near me.
Friday, July 8th, Saturday, July 9th. That's probably Saturday, July 9th.
That's also tonight.
Oh, and at Jones Beach. PNC on July. No, July 9th is PNC. Tonight is Jones Beach.
You should have.
And I'm a PNC person, but I'll be here for whatever you want to do for your birthday.
No, but I would love if you would take Harold to go see Josh Groban. Like, I literally sang Josh Groban to Harry last night, and he loved it.
We have to go.
I actually gave such a stunning performance of a Celine Dion song to Harry last night when he was hanging out in your lobby that Harry's doorman actually said that my voice was incredible. I don't even know if I told you this, but on my way out, he actually stopped me and he was kind of like speechless. He was like, your voice. I'm like, no, I know.
And you weren't even singing good, no offense.
I wasn't even trying.
No, like, you were trying to like be quiet because you didn't
want to. Because we were in a public place.
Yeah. Let me see if there's premium seats. There are.
Can we do this later? We're like in the middle of
the podcast. Yeah, sorry. But like, I think we should spend your birthday at Josh Groban. That's just what I think.
Like for sure.
And Ben would love it. And Homedale is such a great venue.
For sure. And I love Josh Groban, and this is not a slight towards him at all, but like realistically, like the songs that I know, he'll probably play max two of. He's obviously gonna play.
I think you know more than you think.
You Raise Me Up.
Mm-hmm.
You are love.
Oh my God. It would honestly be such an emotional experience to
Have
see
we ever
Josh
seen
Groban.
Him in concert?
No. And I know I could go to Jones Beach tonight and therefore be here for your birthday, but something about Jones Beach is so fucking far and it's like a concrete jungle and I hate it. I think it's the worst venue.
And it's a concrete jungle where dreams are not made of.
No, it's like everything is, the seats are made of concrete. Like it's like a fortress. I hate it.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me go. Come on, let's go to PNC. Actually, knowing you, I could go to the concert and your birthday still won't have star because you're like a late night.
100%. Party. Night owl. Club girly. Club rat.
I'm going to look into it. Wow, that just made my heart flutter.
You know, I actually recently watched some of our episodes as well. And I don't think I've really realized the influence that character from Hacks has had on me. I think her name is Megan Stalter, but mm-hmm. she plays Kayla, mm-hmm. the wacky assistant. And her, I just feel like I've actually picked up a lot of her mannerisms, like, unknowingly, because I also follow her on TikTok. And every time I'm, like, laughing at clips of us, I'm literally being her.
That's so funny. Maybe you're more influenced by her TikTok, because I don't see her TikTok, but I watch Tax, and she grinds my gears
so much. Oh, my God,
so
I fucking
much.
Love her. She's so funny.
She is so funny, but I think it's probably more coming from TikTok, because I'm not, like... Sometimes when you do someone, I can feel it in my soul. Mm-hmm. And it's
You're not feeling Kayla?
I'm not feeling the assistant, even though eventually she grew on me because she's a loyal queen. And with all, and first of all, she put up all of her money
Trust fund.
To help that guy. But
Jimmy.
Loyalty.
Loyalty is everything, girly.
Loyalty is everything.
You know what else is everything? Timing is everything. Gotta watch Country Strong this weekend. That's how I want to celebrate my birthday. Nonstop loop marathon.
And then Josh Groban.
And then maybe like I'll FaceTime Gwyneth because... I have her number. There's this guy on TikTok who goes around like at beaches and public places. And it's like, who's the most famous person in your cell phone contacts? And it's actually an interesting question because like someone's like, you know, A-Rod's cousin. Like everyone has like a random. And like, I need that to happen to me. I'm like, well, where do I begin? Nicole Richie? David Foster? Gwyneth Paltrow? You tell me. I don't know. I really don't know.
That's
Even though, like, I haven't used those phone numbers in a few years, and I'm pretty sure they're, like, celebrities are always changing their phone numbers. But I'm not upset or anything.
I'm sorry. I don't know who the most famous person in my phone is. Probably you.
Oh, my God!
Just an early birthday gift.
Thank you. That's really sweet. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But I'm still expecting, like, a material item as well.
Of course, I have something really big planned.
I also got you a present recently.
Did you?
I ordered it on Amazon, but like it was not Prime and it was giving like shady dealer. So I feel like it'll be here in a month.
You want to hear something crazy? Remember how I told you guys I needed to order my postnatal pills? Mm-hmm. So yesterday I finally went to order them and they're like temporarily unavailable because like the ingredients are just not available. But they're like, you know.
Supply chain.
It's like a Prime item. I don't go to some like. They're
Indie.
They're nature made, you know.
No.
They're
supply
the first
chain.
Ones on Amazon.
Supply chain. Nothing works in this country. There's nothing on the shelf. I can't get anything
like,
I need. Supply chain.
Anytime you can't get anything, everyone's just like, supply chain. And then you're just supposed to accept that. But
you're
like,
chalking it up.
Can we investigate what happened to the supply chain?
Let's get it on.
It's been working for hundreds of years.
No, but you know what?
And it's working really strongly and in this way for decades.
And I'm an understandable queen. Like, of course, COVID will derail some things. But like, it's like. COVID's over for a while.
Wait, by the way, and COVID was like popping, you know, for a year and a half, and the supply chain was fine.
Yeah, no, I have some theories.
But they'll say it was like staggered.
Right. I have some theories on the supply chain, and I'm just saying, if that bitch doesn't get her act together soon, like, I'm not going to do anything, but I'll be upset.
No, but like, it's two things. One, stop blaming everything on the supply chain and fix it.
No, or like... Is that just like a thing people say?
No, that's my second thing. Is there are some things, like Dana was telling me, her like wedding photographer, her photos were going to be late. And he was like, supply chain. And it's like, you what? Have your camera and it's your computer. Memory card and computer. Right. No, so there are people who are blaming things on supply chain because you can.
No, since 2020, like we all have like a slew of excuses for many things. Even when I was talking about yesterday, my show Titanic being canceled. Mm-hmm. COVID, like what?
It's not an acceptable excuse. Like get an understudy.
No, so like they're just like all these things, and it's actually nice for like humans, like, oh, I can't go to work, I have COVID, but like, you know, you're fine. Like,
yeah, or you could even be like, I was exposed, I just need to take
right, that. Right. Or like, oh, no, sorry, I didn't get the report in, like, my paper and my printer couldn't fail because of supply chain. Like, right. It's nice for us mortals, like, to have like some things to fall back on for excuses, but like, for the infrastructure of the country, like, get it together.
Yeah, agreed. Two separate things. I also saw like Kate Middleton couldn't go to an event because she was exposed to COVID, and it's like,
she's tired.
I believe that's a lie.
And you know what? That is what one of the very small blessings that came out of COVID, I think. Like, she...
A forever excuse.
She shouldn't go to the event. Like, she's probably tired and she's a mom of three. Like, let that bitch go home.
Yeah. But now we all have an excuse.
That's fabulous.
And you don't even have to lie and say that you have COVID because sometimes...
Exposed.
Yeah, but exposed.
100%.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah, I really am.
Kim Kardashian's on the cover of Allure. She says she'd do anything to look and feel youthful. Kim is leaning into her blonde alter ego hard. She says, I have a different energy when I'm blonde. I'm a totally different person. I'm sassier. I'm more confident as a blonde. That's not to say that a brunette Kim is any less powerful, though. In her opinion, brunette Kim is a boss. Add long nails to the equation, and she has what she refers to as bitch boss energy.
I like that she, like, associates different phases of her life and, like, who she's going to channel based on her hair.
Yeah, but she also doesn't change her hair too much, so these right. are like concrete personalities.
No, I saw a lot of coverage on this Allure cover,
and she like also just talks about aging and what she's done and her philosophy on trying to stay youthful.
And I think a lot of this is probably like not in a more subtle way, like a has a lot to do with skin. Yes. You know, like just making her like the face of youthfulness. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, one of the things I love about Kim is, like, the fact that she's, like, 40, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, like, she's literally the sexiest woman alive, a bombshell. And, like, for years, like, you had to be 21 to do that. And it's, like, no one on the planet is sexier, and Kim is also 40 and had 4 kids. Like, I don't know. I don't really like this, like, angle, like, this youthfulness. Like, I always want to look my best, like, and I want to be, like, tight and right forever. But, like, this obsession with youth is, like, it's not my favorite thing, honestly.
I hear what you're saying. I think she is positioning herself for Skakin. And I do want everyone to know, I use Skakin every night.
And it's great.
And I love it. And sometimes, like, I always switch off what I use because sometimes I'm either feeling lazy or I like to, like, keep my skin on its toes. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what's coming. Is it going to be vitamin C serum? Is it going to be La Mer? Is it going to be Skakin? Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be prepared, and I'm going to blast all my rosacea. But, like, Skakin is every day when I go to do my face, I'm like, when I go to do my skincare, I'm like, my skin looks good. I should do what I just did. So I do Skakin. And it's amazing.
I believe it for sure.
But back to this positioning. I agree. Now she's sort of taking this angle of, like, I'm obsessed with looking young. I'll do anything I can to look young while still minimizing her reliance on the filler. Real stuff. She says she's never had filler in her nose or in her lips or her cheeks, that right now she has a little bit of Botox.
But she's getting over Botox, so she's going to let it, like, fizzle out.
Mm. But, like, I'm sorry, lay people don't look like this at 41. What, did she have a facelift? If she really has no filler and a little bit of Botox, like, then what is it?
Yeah.
I feel like she's never lying in the interview because the interviewer is asking, do you have Botox or do you have filler? To those things, maybe she doesn't have right. those things.
Right now, yeah.
What do you have? Where can I get it?
Yeah, and also, I don't really believe, like, every person who's famous owes us a detailed explanation of what they do plastic surgery wise. Like, I think this expectation that, like, every woman has to say exactly what she had done.
I don't need to know what everyone has had done, but if you're talking about right. the process of staying young and some of the things that you do, then now that the can of worms is open, I want to see all the worms.
Agreed. I just, maybe it has to do with the fact that she's, like, dating a younger guy, but I feel like her recent, like, obsession with youth is, like, it just doesn't feel so Kim to me. I feel like she's so proud of, like, the years under her belt and all that she's accomplished. And, like, I don't know. I just, like, and Allure to me is, like, kind of like a tacky magazine. I was just like, you were just like on Vogue. We were watching you on Keeping Up and Sports Illustrated. I'm like, Allure, that's like being on Lucky Magazine. Like,
I know, but like Allure is beauty. And I think this is
beauty.
This is all for Skakin.
Yeah, it is.
And so this is her approach to aging. She says she's at peace with not being perfect. She said, I hate my hands. They're wrinkly and gross. And also, you can't fix hands. Yeah. She said, but I've lived life and I've changed so many diapers with these hands and I've snuggled my babies with these hands. So I'm okay with them. Getting older doesn't mean that I won't strive for perfection, but you get to a point where you're like, okay, my health is more important than anything else. But even though she knows the aging process is natural, it doesn't mean that she won't do everything in her power to look and feel young for as long as she can. She said, it's hard to explain because I'm at peace, but I would still do anything to look and feel youthful.
Yeah. And I think there's also something to be said for the fact that Kim probably leads an extremely healthy lifestyle, plant-based, working out, and all that definitely contributes to how you look. Like when I'm 40, I'm gonna be old and haggard because all I do is drink and eat poorly. Like, and that's on the consequences of your actions.
She also doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink. I think there's a lot of things she does outside of like skincare, dermatology, that contribute to her looking really good. And I think that's a thing in Hollywood where a lot of the women look younger than they are because of all the things that they do, but also for like 20 years they've led like no meat, no alcohol, green juice, cleanse.
Clean.
And that totally helps. And I'm not saying it's everything, but it's definitely a factor. Like, you are what you eat.
Yeah. You are what you eat.
That feels like one of those, like, fatphobic sayings. Like,
I don't think so. Well, it does. It's very literal. You know, like, you'll look like how much you eat.
Right.
But in this, you know,
context,
who she sends.
Yeah, yeah. You are. Like, if you're eating processed,
junk, you'll feel like junk,
and your skin won't be glowing. But if you're like on an all fucking, even when you did your dumbass juice cleanse, like you did have like bright skin and white eyes. Yeah, like,
no, if you eat healthy, you'll feel healthy.
Yeah, and so it's definitely a huge part of like why women in Hollywood look younger than they are. But it's also
everything else
that they're, you know, have access to.
Yeah.
So this obsession with youthfulness is just not my favorite Kim era, but I support her nonetheless, and will still take a bullet for her. So.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Skakin.
I thought the photos from this look were beautiful from this shoot, and it was different. I feel like we just had this conversation. It's like the same kind of like looks for the last couple months, like leggings, lycra, spandex, and this is different. And I thought she looked great.
She's just like covered in hair.
Yeah,
like look at this shirt; it's made of hair.
Yes, I saw that, and I also did like they had a one shot in the spread of her glam team.
Yeah,
so Mario and Chris got in there, which is probably really fun for them.
Yeah, and because it's a beauty magazine,
and she's the glam girly,
it's pertinent to the situation.
I loved it.
Love it. Okay, next up, another Kardashian story because Kylie is on TikTok clapping back at people who are making shit up, and I'm really living for it.
Yes.
So Kylie Jenner accused a TikTok user of lying for attention after he claimed to have heard her son crying while delivering an Instacart order. On Thursday, she posted a video of herself making a sandwich, and we all talked her Subway sandwiches. Discussed. Yes, and then someone on TikTok said that he thinks that he delivered the
ingredients
to her house because he had a bag full of these ingredients, and he said he came
through the gate. He's an Instacart driver.
Yeah, he came through the gate, and he heard a baby crying. He drove through a river, and he believes that it was Kylie's house.
And she put it under a fake name. That's what he said. Yes,
and so she commented saying, "The lying for attention rubs me the wrong way. Sorry. I did not order this myself. He was tipped through the app, lied to about seeing my son, about seeing through my windows and hearing my son cry." So
she's saying, like, I couldn't tell if she was saying it's not true or it was him and he was tipped through the app.
No, I think she was saying it's not true because she also said that he's talked about a river and that she has no river on her property.
Yeah, and let's say for argument's sake that this Instacart driver did deliver to Kylie. To be in someone's home and, like, near their kids and then, like, blow it up on social media is just, like, so tacky and, like, so, I think, evident of, like, the culture we live in where, like, everyone's obsessed with, like, blowing up celebrity spots, like, no matter the cost. So let's say it was him and she ordered under a fake name and he got the ingredients, whatever. I feel like he could have made a video and been like, I think I just delivered to Kylie. Like, that was so exciting. Like, I don't know. Like, it just feels kind of icky to me.
Beyond icky.
To be in someone's home and, like, blow it up with everything you saw.
Right. So even if that was if it was true,
it ain't right.
Icky and I think unethical and also indicative of this culture where, like, everyone just, like, wants to go viral and have their moment and, like,
and catch a celebrity.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah. Like, at what cost?
Right. And so I agree with you. Oh, my God, I think I delivered to Kylie. Like, that's pretty cool. As opposed to being like, I think I heard her son crying. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, like, oh, Kylie's the only person who has a baby. And by the way, I just have a hard time believing Kylie wanted a sandwich and Instacarted food. Like, I just know her house is always, the Kardashians, you see their kitchens, like, they have everything at all times. Like, it's not like she needed, you know, a filet of salmon.
No, or she sent someone to the store.
Yeah, it was just like basic grocery items that most people have in their house. Bread, lettuce, mayo, turkey, like.
Yeah. Who knew that this sandwich would cause such a ruckus? You know what I did? Yeah. When I saw it, I was you like, knew. The world can't handle this sandwich.
And honestly, like, this is why Kylie stays the fuck away from us. Like, she can't make a sandwich without someone claiming, like, they made the sandwich, you know?
Right.
It's just like.
Everyone's taking credit for her sandwich. Right.
She can't make a sandwich in peace.
She should open up a sandwich shop.
Kylie's Kaiway. Oh, it's God. My way or Kaiway.
They should open a restaurant.
I love that, like, Kylie called this guy out, but then it just, like, sets a precedent that you could, like, make some shit up and be called out by a celebrity.
And you get attention, right? And then also, I'm sure she feels about it, like, you know, if I call out this person, then I have to call out every other untruth. And if I don't call out those untruths, then people might think that they're true. But you know what? Sometimes you don't have to set a precedent and you just gotta shut a bitch up.
No, sometimes you just, like, do what you fucking feel.
Yeah,
you know? And not worry about, like, what precedent does this set for my brand? Like,
what this means for the next time. Just let them know.
Yeah, let them know.
So I'm glad that Kylie's sticking up for herself.
Me too. And I hope this doesn't stop.
I hate this trend, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. And, like, it's people just, like, live for, you know, talking about, like, their celebrity encounters, making stuff up, as we know, you know,
yeah.
Taking a picture of a celebrity when they see them, putting in Nan Dumuan. It's just, like.
Agreed. It's, like, we've reached a new level of, like, obsession with celebrities, and literally look at us but getting out of bed every day.
It's not about the obsession with the celebrity. It's about how that exchange benefits you.
Yeah. And puts down the other person.
Sure, but it could be good, bad, yeah. Whatever. But it's how that benefits you. Oh, so-and-so ate at this restaurant that I was at. Don't forget I was there.
No, and just, I think it's like this whole thing of taking things out of context. Like, oh, I saw Shawn Mendes at a restaurant and he was so rude. Really? Were you sitting with him talking? Like, you don't fucking know. Shut up.
Yeah.
And so it's just like this obsession with what you think you saw, and you saw nothing.
Right. But also with knowing things first, like just being in the know, and even when people like write in like, oh, I know that this person is pregnant. Like,
yeah.
So you know.
No, somebody had messaged us when Catherine McPhee Foster was pregnant because they had been McPhoster. They'd been in the waiting room at their gynecologist together. And that just felt like, and they DM'd it to us, and that just felt like a huge breach of HIPAA, even though she wasn't a nurse. Like,
yeah.
It's just a violation of humanity.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay, so she's pregnant and you know, so what? But I also feel like it's taken us.
MJ.
Time.
MJ.
Like, we've come around to this conclusion, like, maybe just, like, growing up and having, like, experiences. And now I can see it as, like, okay, so you know something. You're the first person to know something. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, no, that lesson came to me in, like, such a humbling and honestly, like, earth-shattering way. Mercedes Javid, who, like, now is one of my really good friends. But at the time, she was just, like, a reality star who I loved. And I got, like, a very reliable tip that she was pregnant. So I posted it on our Instagram. And she literally commented, like, no, I'm not. And she was, but she had, like, an exclusive with People, and she wasn't ready yet. And, like, I was just being this annoying fucking bitch barging in on her moment. Like,
right.
And in that moment, I was at an Ed Sheeran concert when she commented. I remember it. I was like, oh, my God, I'm literally, like, a piece of shit rat. I'm literally that reporter from the Hannah Montana movie. Like, I'm disgusting. I have no code of ethics.
Piece of shit rat.
Rat. So, and I never did it again. Like, it's not our fucking business. And, like, you're right. So you get to post it on your Instagram first.
We used to kind
of. And then what?
I feel like we used to be those people, though, that it's like, we want to be the first to know. If something happened, we want you guys to have come and found it out from us. And it's like, not only is it like, okay, so say you found it out from us, like,
cool.
But you're also like, that's someone's private personal business.
Yes, that also happened to me, like, last year with Travis and Courtney's engagement. Somebody was on the beach and sent me a picture.
I mean, everybody was on the beach.
Yeah. And it wasn't really private, but I had posted it on my Instagram. I just felt icky about it, so I deleted it.
Like, right. And they did wind up announcing it really soon, and it wasn't the sort of thing that they were trying to keep private, but it's just like...
icky.
So what?
Yeah. And I feel like I at least hope and think I'm getting much better at that. Like, I don't want to be that rat.
No, I don't think we have any sort of inclination to do that anymore. And you know what? It does take... some time and maturity to get to that place.
Yes.
So I think maybe everyone's just
catching up.
Hopefully one day we'll come around to that is what I'm hoping. You know?
Yeah, they're going to get on our level soon.
Just that's what we're saying.
Of emotional maturity.
Get on our level.
That's the takeaway from this whole episode. Title. Before we keep going, I just want to say that today's episode is brought to you by Kitsch. They say that hair care is a new skincare, but there's one brand that's taken it to the next level. With a cult-like following, Kitsch has created some game-changing essentials that beauty enthusiasts swear by. From satin pillowcases to time-saving towels, Kitsch knows hair care doesn't stop in the shower. So they're offering game-changing, time-saving beauty essentials for your hair, skin, and body. Whatever your budget, whatever your skin type, or your hair type, Kitsch believes that you deserve little indulgences at affordable prices starting morning, noon, and night. So some of their bestsellers include a lot of products that we have. First off, the satin pillowcase. Like, I wake up in a hotel or when I don't have a satin pillowcase, like, with a fucking rat's nest on my head. And I never realized, like, oh, I just thought I'm, like, a crazy sleeper. No, girl, get a satin pillowcase. Like, it will literally help. And it also helps your face. I mean, like, your skin. So the satin is vegan and cruelty-free. It's not like silk, which was made from silk worms. They're great for your hair and skin while you sleep. They've been proven to, you know, decrease lines, maintain your hair. They also make shampoo and conditioner bars, which is part of their bottle-free beauty. So it's way better for the environment. Like, you would use a bar of soap, use a bar of conditioner.
It's so smart.
Yeah.
Like, genius.
They also have heatless satin curling rollers, so no more heat damage. I've seen a lot of videos on TikTok of people, like, literally throwing away their curling irons to do heatless curls.
I've seen them on reels.
Yeah, you see them 6 months later. So Kitsch is offering a great discount on their products. I really love the satin pillowcase. The shampoo and conditioner bars are great as well. And they're offering you 30% off your entire order at mykitsch.com/toast. That's 30% off anything and everything at mykitsch, mykitsch.com/toast. Mykitsch.com/toast for 30% off your order.
Love it. Okay, our next story. I know I said yesterday that nothing in the Housewives world could even shock me anymore, but something has. Heather Gay and Meredith Marks joined Jen Shah in New York City for her upcoming trial. Heather Gay and Meredith Marks are part of the Shah squad in New York City while she's here for her trial.
Let me just say one thing. This is why Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is not that bitch. The women are so finicky, so flaky, go so below the belt with one another, and then the next episode, not even the next season, it's like a clean slate. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult to follow. They have no loyalty to anyone, not even to themselves, and that's why this franchise is not what it should be.
So what you're saying is they don't have scruples.
Thank you. They have no... Have you no scruples?
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City stars supported their co-star Jen Shah by traveling with her to New York City less than 2 weeks before her upcoming fraud trial in Manhattan federal court. The three Bravo celebrities, whose friendship may come as a surprise to viewers, touched down in the Big Apple earlier this week and have been documenting their many adventures together. In one Instagram story posted by Heather, the threesome posed for a selfie in a dark restaurant. Heather captioned it, "My coven." They're just like doing a million things together, promoting books, taking pictures of each other. And I do not understand the Meredith Marks.
Right. Because I think of all the women, she's probably the most principled. And this is not something a principled person would do.
No. And her criticism of Jen has seemed the most final. There's no coming back from it. Even if we, like, not even like we'll ever be best friends, but can we even get to a place of friendship? I don't know. Now she's part of Shaw squad at the trial.
It's just such a bad look. And honestly, I don't really know a lot of the legal stuff around Jen's trial, but I just know, like, you don't get put on trial by, like, the U.S. government without going to jail for some amount of time.
Yeah.
This isn't like a criminal case where it's like, you know, innocent until proven guilty, or like there's a jury. Like, when the U.S. government is the one indicting you, like, because they have proof.
Right.
Like, concrete
proof. They don't
proof.
Just like go out on a limb. Yeah. Also, like, what's also confusing is Jen, there's a picture of her here, like, wearing Gucci sandals and a Gucci purse that are this season Gucci. So where is that money coming from? And, like, remember when she took money from her mother?
Mom. Who's a school teacher. Because
for lawyers. So, like, where is she getting this renewed money? I'm sure she's still making money from the show and stuff.
And on Instagram.
But she has to pay her retainers. And if she has money to spare, like, she should be paying her mom back, no?
That's actually really true.
And it's this season.
It could be fake.
I don't know.
Just to keep up her appearances.
No.
It's hard to tell from a photo.
Look at that little purse. That is so fucking cute on the
couch.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
That is,
and I feel like fakes don't really come out like when the new collection comes out. It's like next year.
These are Gucci sandals that are Gucci, and they're this season.
No, that's definitely an interesting point. You're very detail oriented.
I was just looking at these sandals because I think they're so cute.
It's like the same thing. It's same shit, different year. Like, always been confused about her finances, even now.
Yeah, but now like she could post a picture like this. Look at this picture where she looks like, you know.
Yeah.
She's dressed to the nines. You could argue that that's all old stuff that she bought pre-trial.
But you're saying it's new season. I get it.
When it's this season,
yeah,
make it make sense.
I mean, make any of this make sense.
Make the Meredith part make sense, please. Yeah.
I am looking forward to like getting some kind of closure from the trial. I feel like we've been talking about it for a while and it got pushed back. It was supposed to be in March. So, like, let's see. Like, she's playing this card of being framed. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
She's frame-bridged.
Literally.
Yeah.
Stu is testifying against her. Like, it's not going well.
No. So in 2 weeks it starts. So we will be down at the courthouse.
No, it's literally going to be like,
just kidding,
it's going to be like a trial that everyone's watching. I wonder if it's going to be televised. Was none of Teresa, did Teresa ever go on trial? No, I feel like she took a deal.
Yeah.
So it never played out in court.
Yeah, but they do say there was, remember how Ghislaine wasn't televised because they say like federal trials aren't televised.
It's like, it varies per case. I think it's what state you're in. Like,
it will benefit Jen greatly if it's not televised. Yeah,
of course. She's not exactly,
because
like,
if it is televised, like, it's going to be the new Amber and Johnny.
Yeah, and she's not exactly, she doesn't have a good track record of making herself look good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not a professional. I mean, she is a professional con woman, I guess, allegedly.
And I think she would probably want it to be trial because she'll probably have her looks. Glam. And she can maybe try and win over people's hearts and minds, knowing that people will be watching. But I think it will behoove her if it's not.
Yeah. So, I'm very curious to see what the outcome of this trial is. And I don't understand these two morons tagging along.
Yeah. No. Truly. And I understand,
like,
Heather.
No. Every time I think, like, Heather can't get, like, a lower grade in my book, she does something moronic like this.
Yeah, but this doesn't surprise me. Heather has decided, you know, whatever Jen is guilty of, even if she is guilty, Heather doesn't care. But, like, Meredith, up until this point, has been incredibly scrupled.
Scrupled, yeah. And it's confusing when someone goes from scrupled to scrupulous.
They lose their scruples. They can't find them.
Right. Maybe she's just lost.
Maybe. Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Yes, ma'am.
Someone we've been talking about a lot this week, Hayden Panettiere's ex, Brian Hickerson, confirms that they've split permanently.
Got it.
So this is in line with her
press
this week, her new start, fresh start. She is no longer with Brian, who is the guy that they were...
Is that the father of her?
No.
No, okay.
This is the guy that they were, like, brawling in the parking lot with people.
Badness.
And there's been a few other incidents.
Of, like, violence.
Right. So he was catched by paparazzi this week, and they asked him how him and Hayden were doing, to which he responded, just, you know, friends. They asked more directly if they were still together, and he said, no, absolutely not.
Okay, good. I mean, he's obviously, I think, like, the timeline of when he entered her life was when a lot of things started to go bad for her, like, mm-hmm. just two people who aren't right for each other. But I did want to mention that I watched a little clip of her People magazine interview where she shared the fact that her daughter lives between Germany and Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't live with her daughter. She doesn't live in the same country as her daughter. And she was, like, on the verge of tears talking about how, like, she talks to her and her daughter still loves her, and she, like, doesn't understand why. And she's just so grateful that her kid is so great. It was, like, so emotional. And I feel like it was really brave because I think, like, a lot of people, she would, like, they would be wrong for it, but a lot of people would judge her for, like, letting her child live in another country with her dad. But Hayden, like, knew her own limits and her faults and, like, let her dad have full custody. And I thought it was, like, really, I didn't know any of this, and I was, like, shocked by it, and also, like, really in awe of the bravery to speak on it, because it's so personal. Like, it's really nobody's business, like, what the custody. Yeah. But it was really shocking.
Oh, wow.
She looked beautiful, and, like, she was, like, on the verge of tears the entire interview. It was really interesting to, like, get an update on her.
Oh, I want to watch that clip, because I didn't realize that she voluntarily...
Yes. Like,
let
she
her
knows,
daughter go.
I guess, think she's just been struggling, like, since she gave birth to her daughter. She was very public about her postpartum, like, really bad postpartum, and it just spiraled from there with, like, bad choices and bad men in her life. And so, yeah, she, I believe, willingly wanted what was best for her daughter, and that wasn't being with her, which must be, like, literally the hardest decision on the planet to make.
Totally. And this week of talking about Hayden Panettiere was making me think about the week when we talked about, like, Jessica Simpson every mm-hmm. day, because she was writing her book, and I think it's time for a Hayden book.
Oh, my God, by the way. 100%. I don't know if she's there yet, like emotionally or mentally.
But when she gets there, and it seems like she's definitely on her way, especially if she's no longer with this guy, if she's like being able to sit down and talk about really hard things and talk about addiction in the rear view mirror.
Oh my God, yes. But that would be an amazing book.
An amazing book.
I love that.
Publishers.
Get to it.
Start writing some offers.
That's a great idea. And those are the Fast Five.
Feel as though you need to know them. It's actually pretty juicy for a Friday.
I don't want you to get too excited, but should we recap Southern Charm?
Ooh, I'm feeling so comfortable.
Southern Charm is brought to you by ZocDoc, a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. ZocDoc helps you find every specialist under the sun. Whether you're trying to straighten your teeth, fix an achy back, get your mole checked out, or anything else, ZocDoc has you covered. Their mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting a delivery to your house. You could search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. Go to ZocDoc.com to find the right doctor that's right for you. Book an appointment in person or remotely, whatever works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people are using ZocDoc. We are two of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to book and find a quality doctor. It can be really hard to find like good specialists and doctors when you don't have one. And like going online can be like overwhelming. So for ZocDoc, just to streamline it all, also lets you book, see if they take your insurance. You don't have to call and be like, hi, do you take my plan? Like, it's just easy. And if you hate talking to people on the phone, like it minimizes a lot of torture.
That's me.
Go to ZocDoc.com/toast, download the ZocDoc app for free, and then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/toast, ZocDoc.com/toast.
Thank you.
All right, Southern Charm. The pinnacles of the episode for me were them discovering Madison's engagement, of course, and it reminded me like how bizarre it was that she announced it on Amazon Live.
Yeah. And I'm surprised they even gave Amazon Live that much press. One, saying Amazon Live multiple times, and two, feeding the stream into the show. Like, they must have some sort of...
They had to, like, license it or something.
Yeah, because usually they have to, like, block stuff out.
But I did think it was interesting when Craig broke the news to Austin, and he was like, Madison is about to go live, and I think maybe announced that she's engaged. And he checked his watch. Almost like he knew that she had a live stream at 2 o'clock. Like, he was like obsessed with her schedule. Like, I just thought like the fact that he looked at his watch was really suspicious.
Austin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, is it 2 o'clock already? Time for her stream. Like, it was just, it was a weird thing to do.
I didn't notice it.
I was like perplexed by it.
Yeah.
Confused.
It's really crazy that she, like, we just heard that she's in a new relationship and that they're getting engaged at the same time. I do wish Madison was a cast member in her own right, because it seems like she has a lot going on. And also, like, she is just television gold. Like,
yes,
every scene that she's in, she's a scene stealer. She always has the best one-liners, and she is so polarizing. Yep. And that's what people love. And I think there are a lot of people, obviously, who don't like Madison, but there are a lot of people who love her. I really like her. I think she's great on television, and I think she's just like herself. And I want more Madison. She should be a full-time cast member. She gives so much.
And by the way, I thought she really put Vanita in her place when she needed to.
That was so surprising and welcome.
Because she wasn't just being like an indulgent friend enabling her friend's poor bad behavior.
Like, usually when you sit down with your friend, you just like agree with them, especially if you weren't there. But two, the girl that they were going for is Austin's new girlfriend. So she's Austin's
dating
girl that he's interested in. So you would think that Madison would like be excited that everyone's coming for her. But the fact that she stood up for her, I was just like, just when you think you know Madison, nope.
And by the way, she was 100% right. Like, Vanita, why do you care about literally any of this? Not one bit of it has to do with you. And I think Vanita is just fueled by her hatred of Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
But so she's acting just a little irrational. And she was like bothering me, and I couldn't put my like foot on it or finger on it.
Making this, first of all, it wasn't even a big thing between Naomi and Olivia.
And they squashed it.
And at the end of the day, they're talking about a third person. It's not an issue between Naomi and Olivia. It's an issue between Naomi and Catherine. So they're having this like third person exchange, and then Vanita's coming and she doesn't like the way that they're talking about their issue with someone else. And it's like, there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
No, Vanita
and
totally escalated it.
It's not a big thing.
Deal.
She was just asking a question, and I don't think Naomi cared that much. And as Madison said, Naomi's very smart. She can stand up for herself.
Right. Like, she doesn't need, like, Vanita.
She doesn't need backup.
I think Vanita is getting more involved in the storyline now. So she wants to have, like, a hand in everything, which I totally get. But it's making her look just, like, a little annoying and thirsty.
Yeah.
And I also found it interesting because I just caught up on last week's episode when she was talking about her business of influencing. And I really appreciated the respect she put on influencing. Like, it's not just snapping a photo and moving on with your day. Like, it's a full-fledged business that you can make a lot of money from. But I was shocked when the way she was talking about making 7 figures a month. And I was like, how many followers does she have? She's 80,000 followers, which is probably more than she had when she filmed that because...
Right, because she's been getting followers.
Yeah, and so I was just confused how, like, you run a seven-figure-a-month business with 80,000 followers.
Well, did she say she makes 7 figures a month or that you can make 7 figures?
It sounded like in the past she had made 7 figures. Not consistently.
That would be amazing.
That was just surprising.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money to make even when you have millions of followers every month. So I was confused by that. But I did appreciate a lot of the respect she was putting on.
Oh, for sure. And she has great style. And I'm very looking forward.
And her content is premium. Like, I went on her Instagram. Like, she takes it serious. And I respect that.
Yeah. Also, like, that scene, it was from 2 episodes ago, I think, where Benita and Naomi are playing tennis. And they just look fucking
stunning.
Cute.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we come to the show for.
Yeah. And her clock. Like, she's premium. But I think she's having a hard time finding her footing as an official cast member. Mm-hmm. Because in past seasons, she's just kind of been, like, someone's sidekick.
Yeah.
And now it's her moment. And I think she wants to make the most of it. And she's, like, not sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
And she's taking it out on the wrong people and places.
And it
seems like
next week. Also, what's so funny is Madison says, I have a client who would let us use their house. And I think next week it's Patricia's house. Yeah. I thought she had another client with another house. And I'm like, that's really nice that clients, of course, but it's last Patricia.
Last season, she had a client or something who used that big house with the tree house, remember?
Yeah, and it was on the water.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe it's not Patricia's.
No, but Patricia's there next week and it looks like Patricia's house.
We'll see.
Why wouldn't she just say Patricia?
By the way, sad about Whitney's dad. And I feel like, have they ever spoken about him?
No.
I found that whole thing interesting. Like, so married interesting. 50, those By pictures way, of Patricia.
Patricia Altschul is that woman, and she is the seven husbands of Patricia Altschul. And as much as we're critical hard on of her and her role in this show, give us Patricia's history.
Give us a documentary. Like, I just found those pictures to be fascinating, and she was selling art. Like, she really has lived 1,000 lives, and that little sneak peek was really interesting.
And it's all led her to be, like, this woman in this house with this wealth and eating McDonald's in her Bentley and her tray table.
It's true.
And how did she get here?
No, we need, like, a full thing.
Yeah. We need, like, a book.
You know who's turning into, like, one of my favorite, like, random supporting characters? Pringle.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, I felt like we got a little too much of him last season. Like, I don't think he has what it takes to be, like, a full-on cast member. And I feel like he, like, switched places with Vanita almost.
Yeah.
And she's good for it, and he's not. And I think that this is better for him.
Yeah, because he just seems like a guy that's easy to get along with. But I think when we saw too much, like, it was too much.
Yeah, no, it was like, I was like, please, stop.
Yes. Also, you just said Pringle, who was, Oh, you know who else I like?
Shep's cousin.
Oh, Shep's cousin?
I like her too.
I like her too, and I like Shep's girlfriend.
Yeah, me too, a little bit.
Mm. She's not what I thought. I guess we got a little bit of her last season, but I like that she, you know, knows that soon what she wants and that, like, she's going to have to go her separate ways with Shep. But they're still together today, and, like, Shep, just settle down. It's really not that scary.
No, it's not. Like, when...
What's scarier is, like... being you.
Yeah, of course. But for me, like, and this is what I say sometimes during Dear Toasters, like, guys who are in full-fledged relationships living with women who are afraid to get married, like, literally nothing changes. I can totally understand being afraid and not ready to have kids. That's huge. Settling down into a marriage is literally what you're doing now, but, like, a little better.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never understand that. So Shep has just been bothering the shit out of me. Like, I'm so over him, and I feel like he's long extended his, like, Playboy thing to a point where it's not cool or funny. It's sad.
You know who he's becoming? Thomas.
Yeah.
What's also crazy is that Thomas and Catherine are still in a custody battle even after everything that came out about him in the last few years. I thought all of that meant, like, he literally sexually assaulted their nanny and she pressed charges. I thought that all meant that, like, Catherine should have custody of their children.
When I heard she had them only every other weekend.
Every other weekend?
That must fucking torture her.
And, like, they're with Thomas all that other time?
Terrible.
Terrible. And then Catherine and Caleb.
Yeah. I'm honestly, like, so annoyed with Catherine. Like, I'm upset for Caleb, but, like, you know what? Blessing. Like, she's extremely chaotic and toxic.
I know, but then just seeing their dynamic with how close she is with his
mom.
Like, it just made me realize there's so much more to their relationship that we don't know, that we don't see. And, like, her kids love his mom, and, like,
you can't stay in a relationship for someone's mom.
I am now sad. And when Caleb was first on the phone with his mom talking about Catherine, and we didn't know yet that they were close, I was like, oh, my God, I can only imagine what Caleb's mom thinks about Catherine.
Her. I was, yes.
And then to hear that they're, like, even closer, and it just goes to show there's even layers of Catherine that we probably don't know that, you know, because the person that you would see on the show, like, it's like, oh, how is she getting along with anyone?
However, her driving in the pouring rain on the phone without looking up at the wheel, like, she was giving me such bad anxiety. The rain was insane. She was so fidgety with her phone. She wasn't even looking at the road.
Yeah.
It was driving me nuts.
Yeah, me too. Also, she was driving over to Craig's, apparently, because they had a conversation where she's wearing that outfit, and we only get it in a flashback.
Yes, good call.
Anyways,
I'd like to be Caleb's mom.
Given what we've seen about Caleb and Catherine in just the last 2-3 episodes, I will be sad to see them split up, because it seems like there's just, you know, a closeness that we don't know about.
Yeah. Those meatballs did look good, though, that she was making.
Yeah, and it was sad that nobody ate a morsel.
Devastating.
But what did she put the meatballs on?
I would have assumed rice, but it had a more creamy, like, polenta consistency.
Maybe it was
an orzo?
Risotto.
Yeah. Interesting. Damn,
nobody even ate it.
It wasn't really that crazy of an episode. I feel like it was like a pause, like before something big.
Yeah. Well, I guess because Caleb and Catherine are going to break up.
Right. But like, I really like
Madison's engaged. She's having that girls' tea time at her client's house next week. Right. And it looks like there, Vanita and Olivia are going to get into it, and Vanita and Catherine.
Yeah, Vanita just needs to go straight to the source. Like, you obviously fucking hate Catherine. Stop being mad at everyone around her and just be mad at Catherine.
Yeah.
For whatever your reasons are, go for it.
Yeah.
But she's making herself look just like a little messy by taking her anger out on Catherine, on literally everyone else.
Well, yeah, and like Olivia, who's so new to the group, where it's like...
And she, whatever she said, even though it was like kind of dumb, like her intentions were earnest in Naomi's house.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with what she said. It felt like she was actually on a fact-finding mission, and that she's not just going to write Catherine off. She clearly like knows Catherine even a little bit. And so it's like, let me give this person a shred of the benefit of the doubt.
No, and you know what? No matter what the situation is, on a reality show when, like, everyone's talking shit about someone and then one person is like, it's not really fair to, like, talk about a situation when the person's not here. Even if I hate the person, like, I actually respect that mentality. Like, mm-hmm. It's not fair to debrief and, like, pick apart a situation about a person who's not in front of you. So, like, one person standing up and then getting, like, attacked, they were saying afterwards, like, I don't want it to seem like we were ganging up on Olivia, but, like, that's actually what you were all doing.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. No, and I liked, was it Olivia who said, like, whenever there's a situation where everyone's against one person, like, who said that?
I don't know. Madison. Yeah. Talking about Olivia.
Yeah. That was a nice moment from
her. It's like, everyone just chill.
Chill. Anyways, it's good. I love the gang.
I love you.
Oh my God, I love you too.
The next time you guys see me, I'll be an old maid. Old maiden type of shoes. And the next time they see us, it'll be Wednesday, right?
It'll be Wednesday. It will be hump day, and that's really exciting.
So just a reminder, the next 2 weeks are scattered. 2 episodes next week, Wednesday and Thursday in studio, regular stuff. The week after that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Jackie and I have some things we got to do. And then after that, we will be back on our regularly scheduled programming. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your patience. Mm-hmm. We love and appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Till death do us part. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast-paced stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're listening to this on YouTube, subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts. Find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review, please. We could use them, about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing weekend. Stay safe. Don't forget to wish me a happy birthday on Sunday, and I will be accepting cash gifts only. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.